Back now with Greater LA on KCRW. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Question for you. How do you find out where to eat in the vast smorgasbord that is LA? I mean, maybe you check out the LA Times or Eater LA, or you listen to KCRW's own Good Food. Evan Kleinman always has some good suggestions. Well, one place you probably haven't checked is TikTok. In between dance lip-syncing, celebrity impersonations, and of course pet videos, you might find people like Verissa Brum. Miso Hungry, as she's known on TikTok. She explores LA food, especially its Asian restaurants, hence the miso. And we're here at a Sichuan Chinese restaurant called Mian over in West Adams. And Verissa is sitting next to me at the table. Hi, Verissa.
Hi, so nice to meet you.
TikTok food.
Yes.
I mean, look, food has been now for a while a part of the realm of social media, right? I mean, we take pictures of our food and all of that. But you are one to try and tell people, hey, this is a really cool place. I'd love for you to check this out.
Yes, definitely. I think platforms like TikTok give restaurants, especially local restaurants here in LA, a whole new platform that otherwise they may not have gotten with the Yelps and the Google reviews. You have everyday people going in and showing love to the places that they eat every day and, you know, putting that out there for other people to discover.
So let's order. What do you recommend?
The spicy beef noodles are really great.
Oh, yeah.
I also...
How spicy?
You can choose the levels, but I promise you it's not like Thai level spicy,
okay,
where
right.
It's just
well,
like
good.
Scalding. It's like a nice, warm burning feeling.
I had noodles at a Thai place one time and I lost consciousness. It
kind of makes your ears ring, you know, it's Thai noodles are no joke, especially
no.
Thai spice.
So your mom is from Thailand.
Yes.
Your dad is from Ohio.
Yes.
That is quite, I'm, you know, I grew up in Indiana and Alabama.
Yes.
So, I mean, we are who we are, right?
Yes.
How did that work in your household when it came to food?
It was pretty much Thai food all the time.
It was, okay.
But both my mom and my dad love New Mexican cuisine. And New Mexican cuisine is a mixture of indigenous Mexican and Spanish cuisine. So it's very hyper-regional. So you'll find similar dishes like enchiladas, tamales, like you would in Mexican cuisine. However, it's prepared differently because they would use the ingredients that were available to them. You have the hatch green chilies that people really love, red chilies, everything like that, carne adobada. So my parents love that. So growing up, it was a mix of Thai food and New Mexican food. The occasional Whopper from Burger King.
Yeah. You do some Arby's on your TikTok, don't
yes,
you?
Yes,
yeah,
I do Arby's. And you know what? I do love fast food because growing up, we didn't eat outside of the house much. So, you know, when you're a kid, you're like, can we go to McDonald's and get a Happy Meal? My mom would be like, no, I made curry tonight and you're going to eat it for 5 days. And I would just be like, please, but as an adult.
My dad, you know, I grew up in the restaurant business. My dad was in the restaurant business.
Yeah.
And if we would ever say, let's go to McDonald's, Dad, can we go to McDonald's? He'd say, why do you want to eat that garbage?
Yeah. He's like, you have food at home. So, yeah, exactly. So as an adult, it's kind of like my guilty pleasure because I get to enjoy it guilt-free on my own terms.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's why I really like to eat fast food sometimes.
You obviously enjoy what you do.
Yeah.
Is this a full-time, labor of love, full-time job? What is it that you're doing with this?
Yeah, so now it's full-time.
It is.
I decided to go full-time as of April. Before that, I worked in marketing. And specifically marketing of restaurants, marketing of food and beverage. And I really love that, but my passion was really for what I do now.
And what got you into that passion?
I would always watch Anthony Bourdain growing up. So that inspired me a lot, and it was one of the reasons why I moved to Los Angeles. Because I watched an episode of Anthony Bourdain where he goes to Koreatown and eats a bunch of food, and I remember being like, I'm going to do that one day. And when it came time for me to move, I was like, I'm going to go to Los Angeles because this seems like the place where it has everything that I want and I can try and eat all this food. And, you know, why wouldn't I live in a city where I can eat food from all over the world?
Spicy beef noodles.
All right.
And Chengdu jjajang noodles.
Yes. Thank you.
Verissa, it's singeing my nose.
It looks very spicy.
I'm really frightened by this, but it's not that...
Oh.
It's spicy, but it's not... Let me take some more.
You have a higher spice tolerance than you give yourself credit for.
I have a spice tolerance, for sure. Yeah, this is not... Mouth is burning.
Okay.
It's a little hot.
Okay.
I don't need, like, a fire extinguisher.
Great.
At this point. Obviously, L.A. is an incredible food scene, and there are so many different cultures here. Probably one of the most diverse cities in the world. So you, and that obviously transcends to food. How do you try and get to all of it? Or what is your niche just noodles? Is your niche Asian? Is, I mean, how would you describe what you do and what it is that you're trying to accomplish?
It's really just what I like and what I'm craving, and my audience knows that. So they kind of just follow along to see where I'm going, and they'll go and check it out too. And they honestly give me a lot of feedback. They'll be like, oh, I came here, I really love it, like, thanks for showing it, or anything like that. So that's my niche, is just really sharing food experiences that I think other people would like.
I'm getting sniffly now.
Yeah, how, I don't say I didn't warn you.
This is the extra spicy. How has the LA food scene, do you think, changed in the 9 years that you've been doing this?
The Instagram food scene has changed because first it started out by shocker food. And when I mean shocking food, it was like rainbow bagels, very big dishes like a 5-pound hamburger or a 4-gallon noodle soup and stuff covered in cheese. All that stuff.
It's like sweeps week all the time.
Yes, all the time. Yeah, yeah. And that was honestly the stuff that really caught people's attention. Dumping a vat of nacho cheese over a steak or just things like that. And that was really fun. But I think, honestly, as Instagram's audience grew from their late teens to early 20s to now their late 20s, to mid-30s, you know, the audience is looking for experiences, which is trying to go to mom-and-pop shops, maybe date nights, and those are the things that now pick up traction because, honestly, the demographic on social media has gotten older. So now they want to see, oh, what's, like, a nice date night spot? What's a great place where I can have noodles? Like, because now they have kids and everything's different,
right.
You know? But interestingly enough, I find that the younger demographic too, the Gen Z, wants more mom and pop experiences versus millennials when we were that age.
And just to underscore, it's not just noodles, but noodles is, that's kind of your go-to.
I love noodles. Yeah, yeah. I can eat noodles every day, but you know what? I love a good, like, hamburger. Like, the window is great. I love heavy-handed. Burgers never say die. I love those types of, you know, cuisines as well. And tacos. I will eat tacos every day if I could.
A street truck. You just can't beat it.
Yes.
What is your noodle and your broth slurping game? Is it loud? Is it quiet?
I feel like there's no way to really eat noodles quietly if you think about it.
And you have to break them with your teeth, right?
Yeah, a little bit. Or you can...
You don't want to take it all? I mean, I don't know. Is there a right way or a wrong way to have a noodle?
Well, some people will pull the noodle up.
Stretch.
They'll stretch the noodle up like this.
All right.
And sometimes, like, you'll see them spin it.
Oh, in the broth spoon.
Like this.
Kind of like Italian. Are you going to do a TikTok video here?
I can.
How would you do this if you were to TikTok?
So I would come in here, I would shoot you guys, I would have you guys wave at the camera, maybe show you, like, trying to order with a QR code.
Right.
We'll do, like, a noodle pool and a bite.
It's too much.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It looks good on film, though. It looks good
it
on
sure
camera.
It sure does. All right. Yay! Well, Varissa Brahm, it has been a pleasure. Thank you for meeting us over here, for teaching about noodle slurping and noodle videoing and all of the things that go along with social media and food.
I'm really glad I was able to introduce you to some good noodles.
And I didn't lose consciousness.
I know, you're fine. I told you you would have been fine.
High five, right on.
High five.
Mouth still a little on fire, by the way. That's all the time we have for today. Happy New Year. Hope it was a good holiday season for you. Back to work we all go tomorrow to some of the severe streets of L.A. where people need so much help. Shelter, of course, but also health care and medicine. Go along on a drive to get those folks the street meds they need tomorrow on Greater L.A. As you embark on this new year, some questions for you. What are your thoughts? If you have a story idea for us, let us know at our website, kcrw.com/GLA. Juliana Mayo, Nihar Patel, Sonia Geis, John Meek, Phil Richards, Amy Ta, Carlos Ramirez, Holly Adams, and Christian Bordall all helped put the episode together this evening. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for your time and your ears. Have a great night.